we've got a great, interesting chat coming up with Tony Press, as he is part of the Antarctic Science Foundation and was recently established with the aim of raising science funding and building opportunities for public and private partnerships to conduct new and iconic scientific research endeavours and build a greater public understanding of what actually happens in Antarctica. So Tony Press joins us on the line to talk about his Antarctic exploration. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. I guess a good question to start off with is, would you be able to give us a bit of a rundown of what you've been doing on your Antarctic exploration?
The foundation itself has recently been established, and it is there to support scientific research in Antarctica, particularly scientific research where we can actually add value to what government agencies and other universities and other organisations might be doing down there. So we want to be looking at things like, how do you understand the Southern Ocean ecosystem? How can you understand what the species are doing there? How climate change is going to impact Antarctica? Looking at really important bits of research like climate history from Antarctic ice cores, and also look at how the Southern Ocean physically is changing with the impact of global warming and changes in the ocean. So our foundation will add to the current research that's been done in Antarctica and all around Antarctica at the moment.
Yeah, right. You did mention a few things that you are researching. Is there anything, I guess, a particular theme that you're researching over, maybe global warming and climate change, or is it just kind of general research around the Antarctic area?
Well, specifically, it's about important research, you know, research that can answer important global questions. So we'll be looking at species and the health of species and ecosystems down there. You know, what is happening with seals and penguins and whales and the like. And also we'll be looking at those big questions that affect Australia and the planet, such as global warming, what's happening to the Antarctic ice sheet, what's happening to Antarctic sea ice, and how the Southern Ocean is changing.
So what are some of the, I guess you'll get a lot of answers and questions from the research you undertake down there. What will it be able to tell us, not only about Antarctica, but about the rest of the world?
Well, for instance, there's a big project that is being supported by the Australian government at the moment, and also there are many other countries involved in this. And this is trying to find ice that's more than a million years old. And the reason that this is a really interesting pursuit is because if you can find ice that's more than a million years old, you can actually analyze the air that's trapped in those ice cores, and you can tell the world what the composition of the atmosphere was like and what the climate was like, what the temperature was like, how much carbon dioxide there was in the atmosphere over a million years ago. And the reason that's important is because we know already that Antarctica has a huge influence on the global climate system, but even specifically in Australia, it affects the amount of rainfall that you get in the highly productive agricultural areas of Australia, like the Murray-Darling Basin and southwest Western Australia. They're linked very closely to what's happening in Antarctica. So doing this sort of important bit of iconic research, trying to find that very, very, very old ice, will reveal a lot about how the world might change with climate change.
Yeah, wow. It's interesting to find out that it's all the whole world is kind of connected, and especially Australia, to what happens down at the bottom of the world. What are some of the things that needs to be taken into like special consideration when you are researching in such a fragile habitat?
Oh, well, look, you know, all research in Antarctica is subject to pretty intensive evaluation, particularly you know, if you're coming out of Australia or the US or New Zealand or the UK, you are usually in a system that has a high level of scrutiny about that research. So if you're working on animals, for instance, you'll need clearance for animal ethics. You need to be able to understand what the environmental impacts of your research might be. And you won't be doing research that will have an adverse environmental impact on the Antarctic environment. That's really important. And these are the things that we look at very hard when we're considering research projects and how they're going to be undertaken.
So I guess a good question would be, how does your research, how is it undertaken in the form of it being as environmentally friendly, I should say, as possible?
Well, for instance, you know, if you're out there sampling the ocean for life, you know, you might be looking at single cell organisms, or you might be looking at populations of seals. You do it in a way where you're not actually hoovering up the oceans while you're doing the research. You're only taking as much as what you need to get your answer. And you'll be dealing with things like the large animals like seals and penguins in a way that doesn't affect them adversely.
Yeah, right. I guess this is a good final question. Where to from now? What have you got planned next for any research and exploration in Antarctica?
Well, at the moment, we're involved in long conversations with the Australian Antarctic Division and with other organisations doing research in Antarctica, just to fine-tune the kinds of things that we'll want to support. So we're really about 12 months out of putting money on the table. But when we do, we'll have already had those intense conversations about what are priority research, how we can contribute in a way that's really effective. And also, and particularly important for an organisation like ours, how can we then take that information and tell the general public, the rest of the world, what it is we found out?
Absolutely. It's going to be really interesting to find out what you guys discover and find out, and definitely looking forward to seeing whether it has, and it probably will have, a very positive impact on the research around the world. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us this morning and telling us about what you and the Antarctic Federation does.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you have it, everybody. Tony Press discussing the latest launching of the Antarctic Science Foundation. For more information can be found on our website about what they are all doing down there.